There is an old story of, a wise man who lived in a village, and he decided that he would try to correct the behavior of one of the other residents of the village. This other person was the town gossip. And so the wise man had a little conversation with him and suggested, "Okay, tonight I want you to go out and place a feather on the doorstep of every house in the village and come back tomorrow." And so the man did that, and he thought, "I'm being taught something by this wise person." And he came back the next day, and the wise man said, "Now I want you to go back and collect them all." Well, he was unable to get very many of them because the wind and traffic and things had blown the feathers all over the place, and you couldn't get them back. The wise man was trying to teach him that negative words about other people are not only harmful, but that the harm is irrevocable. Once you put that effect out there, you can't control it and you cannot get it back. Now, the story makes me think that if evil, or at least some kind of harm, can spread so quickly and irrevocably, why can't healing and compassion spread the same way? Why wouldn't a kind word or a kind act take on the likeness of a feather to be carried by the breath of the Holy Spirit to places we cannot imagine or predict? Our gospel story today speaks of how the ordinary can become sacred. When one feather of kindness or grace floats into a human life, that ordinary act becomes sacred. To use the gospel's metaphor, water becomes wine. Now, in Jesus' time, often because of his miracles, a handful of people sought out their friends and their brothers and sisters, their co-workers, and told them of a Messiah who is here, who takes sins of the whole world away and does it through love. And now, 2,000 years later, the story goes on, because people listened to people they trusted and decided to investigate this Jesus. How much of our human experience is shaped by our expectations? And how much are our expectations shaped by the stories and the opinions of people we know and trust? If I see a person perform an incredible act of kindness, I will probably tell others. And seeing the effect, I may even try that approach of kindness with someone else. And when I tell about what I have seen, or when other people see what I have done, if it is kindness or compassion or forgiveness, then the people I trust will begin to see what God means in an ordinary life. That one small decision to act in a loving way may place the feather of an idea or a hint of God's goodness out there on the wind to be carried everywhere. The story of Jesus spread that way. People saw what he did and how he acted, and they told others in amazement. The way of Jesus didn't spread and persist through 2 millennia because they had an effective PR campaign in the Galilee. It persists because one person speaks to another of having an ordinary life changed miraculously into the holy. A feather of a conversation, a feather of a loving encounter is picked up by the wind of the Holy Spirit to float who knows where. Convincing other people outside the church that God, as celebrated in Christianity, is a God of love, that job of convincing is a tall order. Nowadays, there is a caricature of Christianity out there, painted in the media and promulgated by some very visible and vocal people. People see the bad examples, and that's what they equate with Christianity too often. So how do we fight against such odds? We forgive and embrace when anger or retribution or division would be called for. A person who sees us forgive and embrace walks away from an encounter of healing and sees that God isn't reserved for everyone else. They see that God is not the God of wrath that too many Christians use as a blunt instrument. They see that God can come to us in our ordinary life. And when people begin to see that authentic sense of who God is, one more feather is put out there on the wind. And we have no idea where it might end up. It might end up changing the mind of a person who has heard Christians say that earthquakes and hurricanes and diseases are God's retribution. And that person who has heard that said wonders, how can they speak of a love, God of love and forgiveness? If we offer our gifts, our time, our compassion, our money, our shoulder to people in need, especially to people we've never met before, with no thought of repayment, we put a feather out there to be carried, to tell people of our loving God. And someone standing by may see our generosity of spirit, our compassion, and our sense of peace, and they may say, I don't know what they have, but I want it. One more feather floats out, perhaps to challenge someone's impression that all Christians are hypocritical, using words of God only for their own benefit. We try to love on God's behalf. And we speak of God to those who trust us. We put something that is positive and holy out there, knowing that we will not be able to control or manage it and where it goes. But it is something that may change the world. If one word of gossip, one encounter of resentment can drift across the world irretrievable, why can't one word of love do the same? One word we speak today, a word of charity, a word of tenderness, a word of compassion, could change the trajectory of another person's day and of their impression of the Christian God. One word we speak today could point out the presence of God to someone who is despairing. It could float like a feather to places we never imagined, bringing God to the minds and the lives of people we may never meet. One word can do it. Spoken in an ordinary encounter, that feather of grace transforms human life into something sacred. Ordinary life becomes holy. It all starts with one feather and one little gust of wind.